Blog Talk Radio.
Melanie, call on your phone, baby. So that music won't go on.
Use my little one.
Call 7 on your phone.
My family, generations, to perfect the perfect color. Perfect makes perfect.
Imagine feeling the freedom of 20/20 vision without the hassle of foggy glasses or contacts. With
power off.
Hallelujah.
Power on. Bluetooth pairing. Bluetooth connected.
Holy. Hallelujah. Father God, we do praise, we do magnify and glorify your name. For you are worthy of high praise and honor, O God. We acknowledge you today, Lord. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for this day. For this is a day that you have made. We will continue to rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you for Bible study. We thank you for the opportunity to how have you revealed yourself to us. Holy Spirit, we entreat you now to just have your way in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we ask that you, your 36 and 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing on the seed sown tonight. And, oh God, we praise your name in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, for your love, for your blessings, and for your favor on tonight. Hallelujah, and all those that are on this call now, we ask that you meet them at the point of their need and then give them super abundantly above in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, we glorify your name, oh God. And Father God, we thank you for spiritual authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. Satan and your satanic cohorts, the Lord God rebuke you. We curse you from the root, command you be found in Jesus' name.
Thank you, God.
And Father God, we just praise, we magnify, we glorify your name. We bless your name. Will you get all the honor and all the praise and all the glory.
Thank you, God.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
And everyone said,
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I guess it's just me and you, babe. Hallelujah. Pastor Peach.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're going to learn more of the Lord. It is important for us to understand. We, as we learn, we grow. And as we grow, we glow. Because the glory of the Lord rises upon us. The more we know of God, the more his glory rests upon us.
Yes.
In our lives, in everything we say, everything we do, and everything we think. So we thank God for that. And I want to make a few announcements. This is the last Bible study for 9 weeks because we'll start next Tuesday. We will be starting the Institute of Biblical Learning.
Amen.
If you have not signed up for it, you need to sign up for it because we will be using another number. So if you call the number that you call today, you will get nothing. You may get some people who want Bible study. We're in the Institute of Biblical Learning starting next Tuesday. So you need to call Pastor Peaches at 443-416-1201 to find out more about the Institute or to send her a text if you want to sign up. And she will talk to you. She will get back to you on that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we thank God for that. Hallelujah. We thank God for one of the greatest biblical foundations for this institute, the institute or Bible study, is Psalms 119:105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. In other words, the word of God lets you know where you are, and it lets you know where you're going.
Hallelujah.
And you need to, life is an open book test, so you need to judge your circumstances in the light of God's word. Hallelujah. For the last 3 weeks, we've been discussing, hallelujah, we did the 9 types of prayer, and just to review the 9 types of prayer, the prayer of petition or faith, the prayer of agreement, the prayer of supplication, the prayer of praise, thanksgiving, and worship. Hallelujah, glory to God. The prayer of dedication and consecration. Hallelujah, the casting your cares upon the Lord prayer, united or corporate prayer, prayer of intercession, and praying in the Spirit. Then we went to actually dealing with the praying in the Spirit And then the next week we dealt with the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. And they're divided into three groups of three. The last group is called the inspiration gifts, that they say something. You got diverse kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy, and we discussed that last week. Today, we're going to go over praying in the Spirit because it's so important. And we're going to do the same thing we did when we first went over this 2 weeks ago. We will do an audio with Neil Reyes, and then we'll have 5 minutes, and I'll key you for 5 minutes, set your alarm for 5 minutes, Pastor Peaches. And then after 5 minutes up, we will hear another audio, and there are going to be three of them. And so we're going to have a whole lot of time for discussion after all three. But between each of them, there's going to be 5 minutes so that we can answer any questions or you can make your comments that you like to make. Hallelujah. So number one is coming now.
Today's topic that we're speaking about is called praying in the Spirit. In fact, as I was before the Lord, you know, right now we're covering the different types of prayer, and we've been covering them over the past couple weeks. And today we're covering praying in the Spirit. But as I was before the Lord and was seeking exactly what he wanted me to teach on this subject and how he wanted me to get it across, one of the things he showed me was that we're actually going to take more than one day to cover this particular topic. When we talk about praying in the Spirit, we're specifically talking about praying in tongues. Now, praying in the Spirit doesn't have to be directly praying in tongues. It could also be praying in your native language, whatever that is, whether that's English or something else. But most of the time when you're praying in the Spirit, you're actually speaking in tongues. And since this is such a broad subject, or I should say such a big subject that people have so many opinions about, and most opinions are just based on secondhand knowledge that they've heard. In fact, I'll tell you that many churches across America, even the ones that believe in speaking in tongues, don't believe in necessarily practicing and speaking in tongues. Or they're so guarded over allowing tongues to be spoken within their church because they're so concerned about, you know, the interpretations or things of that nature. And so today we're going to talk about praying in the Spirit. Now, one of the things I'm going to tell you that we're going to do as well is that next week, starting next week, the Lord has informed me that we're going to go ahead and be picking up a new series, and it's going to be over the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. We'll go over a little bit of that later within this teaching, and we'll touch on that at times within this teaching. But starting next week, we're going to be teaching on the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. And the reason why I bring that up is because as we talk about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, we're going to directly be talking about praying in tongues. We're also going to be talking about the interpretation of tongues, and we're going to be talking about prophecy, which ties those two together, and we'll talk about that next week. Today I want to talk to you, though, about praying in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit is one of the most vital things you can do when you're praying. In fact, in your prayer time, one of the things it tells us is praying unceasingly. When we pray in the Spirit, that is something that we can do at all times. It does not have to be out loud. In fact, I will tell you it's powerful to do it out loud, but you have to be selective about when you do it out loud. What I mean by that is when you pray in tongues, it's not edifying to someone else. In other words, it doesn't build them up. Why? Because they simply don't understand what you're saying. And when they don't understand what you're saying, edification through praying in tongues is meant to build up your spirit. And there's different supporting reasons on why you pray in tongues or different things that come from that. We'll cover that within this mini teaching. But that being said, praying in tongues is something you need to be guarded over doing in front of others because you don't want to throw them off. You don't want to make them go afraid or, you know, go astray or scare them or something. But it's something you can do at any time. And I will tell you that as a believer, you should speak out loud in tongues as often as you can when you're in private or in your home, but you can pray in this at any time. In fact, you can be in a business meeting, you could be, you know, at your work, at your desk, whatever, and you could be praying in the Spirit. Now, some people might say, well, why would I want to do that? Well, stay with us over the next day or two, because we're going to cover that. The first thing I want to get into, though, is what praying in tongues is. When you pray in the Spirit, you are directly fellowshipping with God. Now, how do we do that? Well, when you become a believer, and be mindful, no one who is not a believer, in other words, if someone is not saved, if they have not received their salvation, they are not filled with the Holy Spirit, and they will not be able to speak in tongues. Now, that doesn't mean that there's not imitators out there. And that doesn't mean that there's not people out there who can pretend. I remember listening to Jesse Duplantis a while back, and he was talking about a meeting he was at, and he was talking about how they'd come around and lay hands on people. And this is when, you know, before he got saved. And he said he was talking to a guy, and the guy said, man, if they come around here, I'm going to act like I can speak in tongues. And he was saying something silly like, someone stole my Honda. Someone stole my Honda. Someone stole my Honda. And what he was saying was, someone stole my Honda really fast. Someone stole my Honda. But he said it over and over, so they thought he was speaking in tongues. It was kind of funny. Anyways, when you're speaking in tongues, what you're basically doing is this. You're allowing the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, which God has given to us, to speak directly to the Father through your spirit, man. Now, I might have lost some people there. So like I said, we're going to take our time and break this down. When you're speaking in tongues, you're allowing the Holy Spirit that's inside you to speak through your spirit, man, to the Father. He'll do it in utterances. He'll do it in groanings. Sometimes he'll do it in tongues of men or tongues of angels. But he's speaking directly to the Father through your spirit, man, when you yield to that. Now, why would you do that? Well, it tells us in the Word that the Spirit cannot understand the flesh, and the flesh does not understand the Spirit. Who is the devil? The devil is not a spirit devil. The devil is a flesh devil. I'm going to say that again. The devil is not a spirit devil. The devil is a flesh devil. And when we're praying in tongues, when we allow the Holy Spirit to pray through our spirit to the Father, we're praying about things that the devil does not understand, because spirit does not understand flesh, and flesh does not understand spirit. We're going to take our time and really break this subject down and go over what it means to speak in tongues and why it's beneficial. But what I want to share with you is that as we do this intro teaching to speaking in tongues, we're going to be covering over the next couple days. And as we do that, we just want to share with you that speaking in tongues is something that is vital to the body of Christ. In fact, I want to read you a scripture where it talks about it. Some people feel that speaking in tongues does not happen anymore. They feel that was something that happened within the Old or New Testament when Jesus was around and right after he left, but that it doesn't happen anymore. I'm going to tell you that that's false. In fact, it tells us that in Romans 8:26. But first, I want to read you another scripture. I want to read you 1 Corinthians 14:2. This is what it says. It says, for he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. For no one understands him. However, in the spirit, he speaks mysteries. So remember, when you speak in tongues, it's so you can speak or pray in the spirit. You're praying directly to God. And when it says you're praying mysteries, it simply means that it may be something that you don't understand what you're praying about, but the Holy Spirit does. And it's something he needs you to pray about so that he can go to work for you. Remember, faith without works is dead. It's one thing to believe in faith, but it's another to operate in faith, because there you have a required action of you. You have to operate in faith. And the way you operate in faith is by speaking out God's words. And when we speak out God's words, sometimes that's the direct scripture from the Bible. But other times, that's allowing the Holy Spirit, yielding to the Holy Spirit, to pray through our spirit, man, to the Lord. I want to read you one more scripture before we close, and this is out of Romans 8:26. And this is for all the naysayers out there that say that speaking in tongues happened only right after, you know, in the book of Acts, and since then it hasn't happened. Well, in case you don't know, Romans comes after the book of Acts. Let's go to Romans 8:26. This is the Apostle Paul talking, and the reason why this is so important: all the original 12 apostles learned directly from Jesus, but Paul did not learn from Jesus. Paul received his instruction directly from and through the Holy Spirit. That's so important, because it's the same Holy Spirit that led and taught him that is teaching us today through the Word of God. Let's read Romans 8:26. It says, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. I'm going to read that last part again. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Guys, when we pray in the Spirit, we're yielding to the Holy Spirit to speak through our spirit to God. And it's something that's definitely around today. Now, if you don't believe in that, that's okay. I'm not pushing this on you. I'm not saying you have to speak in tongues. But I'm telling you that as a person who believes in God, as a believer, if you're not praying in the Spirit, you're disabling or refusing to use one of your most powerful spiritual weapons you've ever been given. In fact, I will tell you that praying in the Spirit, when you talk about your spiritual arsenal, ranks right up there with the name of Jesus and with the blood of Jesus. It is so important because it is the Holy Spirit praying through your spirit, man, directly to the Father. It's like having a bat phone directly to God. I talk about the bat phone, but back in the old Batman days, you know, they had the bat phone where they'd call Batman when they needed help. And then they went to the spotlight in the sky. You know, it's like having that direct phone that goes to the president, that red show on TV sometimes. This is so much more powerful than that. This is a direct line to go directly to the Father whenever you need to pray about something. Whether you understand what you're praying about or not is irrelevant. It's directly going to the Father and praying about it. Guys, I hope you enjoyed our teaching today. Like I said, stick around with us because over the next couple days, we're going to talk about praying in the Spirit. We are just dabbling in it now. But we're going to talk about the importance of praying in the Spirit, what you do with it and why it's important, and we're going to talk about benefits that come directly to it. And when we close our teaching series out, we're going to close it out with how you can receive the gift of praying in the Spirit if you haven't received that already. Guys, as always, we want to remind you to swing by our website at neilreyes.com where you can check out all of our teachings 24 hours a day at no cost. You can stream them on there 24 hours a day. In addition, we invite you to check out our YouTube channel where you can subscribe and share with friends. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. Guys, as always, we want to remind you that Jesus is Lord and He loves you, and so do we. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You can do 5 minutes right now.
Yes.
Okay. Any questions, comments?
Yes, this is Sister QB. I just was able to get through. What's the title of this lesson for tonight?
This is redoing a praying in the Spirit. Because I felt it necessary to go over this. We did this 2 weeks ago.
Recap. So this is a recap.
The three audios concerning praying in the Spirit. This was audio one that you just heard.
Oh, okay.
Prayers and the reasons why we do praying and we pray in the Spirit. And
okay.
So I don't know why there's a difficulty in getting, because you're not the only one that's mentioned that there's trouble getting in. I think the enemy doesn't want you to hear some stuff. So he'll try.
Exactly. That's okay.
But I thank you for persevering.
Amen.
Persevering. All those others that are on the call, and hopefully those that are not on the call will try again. Because this is good information, y'all. This is
it is. Exactly.
We try to meet everybody where they are and try to give them something that they can grow and glow and just, what can I say, mature spiritually. The weapon for their warfare. So that's what we're going, we're dealing with. So anybody have any questions or other comments?
The scripture he gave, I heard Roman, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead.
The scripture I heard was Roman 26. Did I hear that?
No, that was Romans 8:26.
Oh, 8:26. Okay.
We talked about. Okay. And also he mentioned 1 Corinthians 14:2. Okay, Pastor Peaches.
Yes, I was thinking, he said this is one of the most powerful weapons in our arsenal. Why is it that something that's so powerful, a powerful weapon to the people of God, brings such a division in churches that believe in God, when we all supposed to believe in the same thing, all supposed to be trying to get to the same heaven, why is stuff like, you know how we were brought up and they're talking about baptism, what name you baptized in, and this and that, what name you going down in the water in, and it seemed like, and it caused a division, and churches even split up and makes it part of their doctrine. And
Mr. Peachy,
and
you just answered
like
your own question.
Yeah, but what?
You just answered your own question.
I just had to sound it out. But, like, why would something, you know, that's so powerful cause such a division or cause such a...
Yes.
Yes. I guess I'm at a loss of words. I mean, he said it's one of the most powerful things we can use.
Right.
One of the most powerful things we have. And sometimes you don't even hear preachers even preaching on it.
Right. Okay. Time up yet?
Oh.
No. But seriously.
Say one more minute.
That is one of the devices of the enemy. You know, divide and conquer.
Yeah.
You know, because when two get together and three and four and five, well, you're powerful. You know, because it's hard to break you, but when you're divided, when one says, well, I don't need to go to church, I can serve God at home, I don't need to do this, I don't, you know, all this other kind of stuff, they're all by themselves, they're not powerful, but when you get the anointing together, when you get together, you know, you're that much more powerful. And that's the thing. The one of the tricks of the enemy is to divide and conquer. Because the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, and the name of Jesus, they're all good. Because Jesus is God. That's what the Word says. It's God in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I get that. I understand that. But the enemy want to use it to divide folks. So that's
and if I can say, look at the Tower of Babel.
Uh-huh.
They were fine until God confused their language and they couldn't communicate.
Once they were on one accord, and the Word of God said there's nothing that they couldn't do.
Because
all together. So he said, well, look here. We got to make them not understand one another. So they can't be all in one accord. And so that's what happened. And that's what the enemy wants to do, get us divided so we won't join forces and destroy the works of the enemy, because that's our job, to destroy the works of the enemy. How much time we have left?
Oh, it's up. I'm sorry. Your minute was up. It was 7:23. Been 45, 16, 17. We went a minute over.
Okay, that's not bad.
Georgia, look. Peanut butter boxes here. Ralph, that's the Chewy Pharmacy box with our...
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Neil Reyes, and I want to welcome you to today's episode of Champions Minute. Today, we're continuing our series on types of prayer, and today's teaching is part two of Praying in the Spirit. Get ready. Today's topic that we're going to be speaking about is called Praying in the Spirit, and this is part two in this teaching. Again, today's topic that we're speaking about is called Praying in the Spirit, and this is part two in this teaching. If you didn't catch yesterday's teaching, I highly advise you to go back, as we gave some really good foundational work as far as what praying in the Spirit is, which is referred to as oftentimes praying in tongues. So if we didn't watch that, I invite you to go back and check that out and then pick us back up on this video. Your learning, I believe, will be increased. Obviously, as you know, if you've been with us, we're right now covering the last couple weeks different types of prayer that are covered in the Bible. In fact, we're covering 9 different types of prayer that we feel the Bible talks about. We list these as main prayers the Bible states in the Bible. And as we're doing that, one of the things that we're covering now is praying in the Spirit. And praying in the Spirit is often referred to as praying in tongues. It doesn't always have to be praying in tongues. You can certainly pray in the Spirit in your native language, but usually praying in the Spirit revolves around praying in tongues. And tongues, for a lot of people who don't understand what tongues is,
Tongues is simply a prayer language you receive from the Lord that allows you to communicate directly with Him. The reason why people sometimes don't understand it is because there's so many opinions floating around in the world, even within churches, about what it is or isn't. And I will tell you that there's a great lack of understanding within the body of Christ on what tongues is, its effectiveness, and how to use it, and why it's beneficial. Today we're going to cover some of the benefits, not all, it's not an exhaustive list, but today we're going to be covering a list of items that are why speaking in tongues or praying in the Spirit is beneficial. These are things I've found true within my own life, and I'm certainly excited to share them with you. You know, it tells us in the Word that the Lord tells us His Word that my people perish for a lack of knowledge or lack of understanding. When people have a lack of understanding about how God operates, about what His Word says, and about how His Spirit moves, then we're hindered or limited in our knowledge and receiving complete and total victory through Christ. Why? Because if you don't understand all of His Word, if you don't understand how His Spirit moves, and you don't understand His character, how are you ever supposed to apply that, walk in confidence with that, and be able to go boldly before the throne in prayer for the things you need answers to, or the things you need, or the things you desire to be able to help yourself or help others out? I'm going to tell you, praying in the Spirit is what I consider to be one of your most valuable weapons within your spiritual arsenal. In fact, for me, I believe that this is such an impactful and powerful gift that's been given to you as a believer. It's your right as a believer that it ranks up there with being able to leverage the name of Jesus than being able to leverage the blood of Jesus. Praying in the Spirit is so important. And as believers, when we know what that is and how to leverage it, it increases our walk. Now, a couple things I want to clarify you. Sometimes people think that when they pray in tongues, there always has to be an interpretation, and that's actually not accurate. What we're going to do starting next week is we're going to be covering the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. And those are broken down actually into three groups of three. You have your power gifts, your inspirational or motivational gifts, as they're referred to sometimes, and then you have your revelation gifts. Your inspiration or motivational gifts are actually three different gifts. It's the gift of speaking in tongues, it's the gift of interpreting in tongues, and the gift of prophecy, which ties the two together. And when I say ties the two together, we'll get to that and what that actually means. So stay tuned with us if you really want to learn what this subject is about, because this is so important for you to know as a believer. I want to start off with a little bit of foundational teaching, foundational scriptures, I should say, and then I'm going to go right into the benefits of speaking in tongues or praying in the Spirit. The first thing we want to go into is 1 Corinthians, and this is 14:2. 1 Corinthians 14:2. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. For no one understands him. However, in the Spirit, he speaks mysteries. Now, when we talk about this, when it says about speaking mysteries and that no one understands him, no one understands him unless there's an interpretation. Like I said, we're going to get to that. But we'll get to that next week or in our next series, I should say. But that being said, speaking in tongues or speaking in mysteries means that you may not understand naturally what you're praying about, but praying in tongues is when the Holy Spirit prays through your spirit man directly to the Father. Again, praying in tongues is when you yield to the Holy Spirit and you allow the Holy Spirit to pray through your spirit man directly to the Father. I want to read you another one, and this is out of the book of Romans. There are so many teachings out there of people or faith-driven denominations, and this is not knocking on anybody, but some people just believe that speaking in tongues is not real anymore. It doesn't exist. It only operated during a short period during the books of Acts, which is right after Jesus, you know, right after his resurrection, and the apostles were filled in the upper room with all the other 120 who were there, Gentiles alike and everything, and they started speaking in tongues, and people wondered what was going on with that, okay? What I'm going to tell you is that speaking in tongues, okay, is a gift from the Holy Spirit. Tomorrow we're going to talk about how to receive the gift. Today we're going to talk about the benefits, okay? Now, one thing I want you to know, sometimes when people hear a tongue, they may not understand it, and they're wondering what language that is. Now, here's something the Lord wanted me to, that he impressed upon me to share with you. When someone speaks in a tongue, they're either in tongues of a man or they're tongues of an angel. And what I mean is they're tongues of man or tongues of angels. If they're tongues of men, that doesn't have to be a current language or dialect that's in this world today. It could be something from the past that doesn't exist anymore or is not in practice anymore. At other times, when it's in the language of an angel, I will tell you that sounds much different. One time I was at a Bible study that I led, and afterwards we got in prayer, and as we did a prayer circle, there was someone who really needed some prayer, so they came to the middle, we laid hands on them and prayed. And as we did, I just encourage everybody, if you know how to pray in the Spirit, start praying now so we can magnify God's presence. It was something I felt impressed to do. So corporately as a group, we started praying in the Spirit. As we did that, one of the things that happened is this one lady went off on the tongue, and I'm like, what is that? But we prayed, and we turned around, and we prayed over this person. They received their healing, just so you know. Well, the Lord turned around, and I asked him later, Lord, what was that? I've never heard that before. And he shared with me that what I had witnessed or heard was a tongue of angels. So sometimes when we pray, it's not just in tongues of men, it's in tongues of angels. Let's go ahead and go into what the benefits are. But before I do, let me read to you the scripture out of Romans. The scripture out of Romans is Romans 8:26. This is what it says. It says, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. That being said, let's go into the benefits of praying in tongues or speaking in the Spirit. Yesterday we talked about what it is. Today we're talking about some of the benefits, not all of them, but some of the benefits. And tomorrow we're going to talk about how to receive the gift if you don't have it already and how to leverage or use it. Let's go ahead and go into our list. These are the benefits of praying in the Spirit. Direct fellowship with God. It allows you to have direct fellowship with God. Remember, it's the Holy Spirit praying through your spirit to God. Praying in the Spirit brings rest, refreshing, and peace. Oftentimes when you turn around and you pray in the Spirit, I will tell you at times when I've been unsettled or uneasy about a situation, maybe I have a strong worry that's trying to come on me, and I cast it, I literally get it and throw it on the Lord, which we talked about that last week, or earlier I should say in this series. When we do that, praying in tongues will often bring you rest, refreshing, but it also brings you peace and calm to your situation. Let's continue reading. Now, in addition to that, we also have personal edification. In other words, this builds us up spiritually. A lot of times people try to use their justification that you shouldn't speak in tongues because it only personally edifies you. But they don't know what edifying means. Edification is the act of building yourself up. But it's not just building yourself up physically. What you're doing is you are building yourself up spiritually. In other words, you're strengthening or growing your spirit man. Let's continue reading. We also have builds up God's presence and the atmosphere we're in. Sometimes when I go in to do a teaching, whether if it's in the past when it was a Bible study or if I was leading a class or if I'm turning around and I'm going in to minister to a large crowd or whatever, if I'm invited to the convention, I'll often get there early and go in that atmosphere and start speaking in the Spirit or praying in the Spirit, I should say, to magnify God's atmosphere in that environment so that his works can be done. Let's continue. We also have it elevates or magnifies your level of praise, thanksgiving, and worship. We have the ability to praise in the Spirit, and so this elevates, magnifies your level of praise, thanksgiving, and worship. It also helps to increase our sensitivity to being led and hearing God's voice. One of the things that people turn around and ask me probably most often is, how can I hear from God better? Well, in order to be led by the Holy Spirit or to hear God's voice better, the more time you spend praying in the Spirit, the more that will increase within your life. It creates a sensitivity to being led and hearing God's voice. The next one we have is it develops God's anointing and increases its presence. So again, it develops God's anointing within your life, and it increases its presence. In other words, there's times when you spend time praying in the Spirit, that anointing that's on you, it develops it. And as it increases it, you'll get clear understanding of what it is you need to do, what your next steps are, exactly how to grow in that. It builds that anointing on your life. And remember, anointing is when God blesses your abilities or your resources to accomplish his works that he's called for you to do within his within your life. And that brings glory to him. The next one we have is that it also allows us to pray about the future. And then the next one we have is it enables God to arrange deliverance and or protection for us or others. This is one of the most valuable things by praying in the Spirit. When we pray in the Spirit, it allows us to be able to pray about the future, our future or just the future in general, and it allows us to impact that. It tells us in Romans 4:17 that we have the ability to call things not as they were, but as they're meant to be. It also allows us that when we pray, it enables God to arrange protection or deliverance for us or others. Now, when I say it enables God, sometimes think, well, God's all-powerful. He can do whatever he wants. God is all-powerful. The question about faith, or not question, but the thing you have to understand is it's not about whether God has the power to do something. It's whether he has the authority to. Now, that throws a lot of people off, but here's what I'm going to tell you, or it can throw people off, is what I should say, because based on what they've taught is that God's everything's in God's control, but that's not accurate, and it doesn't line up with God's word. God has the power to do anything, anything. God has the power to do anything, but it doesn't mean he has the authority to. Why? Because we, as his children, he's given the authority to us through his son, Jesus Christ, and it's up to us to bring those things to pass. Remember, faith without works is dead, and the way you bring something to pass is by speaking it out. It's by using the authority in your spirit through your voice, exercising your faith to call those things that be not as they were, but as they are meant to be. Guys, I hope you enjoyed today's teaching. As always, we want to remind you to swing by our website at neilreyes.com, where you can find all of our teachings. You can stream them 24 hours a day at no cost from there. In addition, we invite you to swing by our social media and connect with us. We invite you to go by our YouTube channel. We also invite you to go by our Facebook page or our Twitter. And at that point, we're inviting you to connect with these. Get connected, like them, share them, subscribe to them, and then share them with your friends. If these teachings are helping you, it's a good chance they're going to help others as well, and it'll open the doors for you to being able to explain to them things that you've wanted to talk to them or are led to talk to them about. Guys, as always, we want to remind you that Jesus is Lord and he loves you, and so do we. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Hallelujah. Okay, you can put the timer for 5 minutes.
Power off.
All right.
Any questions?
7:46.
Okay, the benefit of having the ability to speak in tongues is for refreshment, rest, and peace and calmness in yourself.
Yes.
In your relationship with God.
Yes.
And personal edification.
That
means the act of building up your inner man.
Yes.
That's shorthand, I'm telling you. It elevates your worship and praise to him to help you hear God better.
The level of praise, worship, and thanksgiving, it elevates that. It elevates the atmosphere. Hallelujah.
The atmosphere, that's it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the first one he said was direct fellowship with God.
Yes. And it increases your sensitivity to the things of God, to the voice of God, to spiritual things. It also, glory to God, your prayer language takes you into the future. It goes into the future. And it deals with whether protection or maybe there's an opportunity for your prayer to change what's coming. So, there's so many. And as Neil said, this is not an exhaustive list. There are other benefits. But when you think of all of that, bring calmness in a situation, to bring victory, to be a sensitive. I want to hear God's word. Well, how often do you speak in tongues? Well, I spoke in tongues, it was years ago when I first got saved. That's what someone told me. And every time I talk to them, they're always complaining about their church and, you need to pray for our church. I think at one point I told her, you need to pray for your church too. You need to use your prayer language. And see, a lot of people don't see the importance of that prayer language. But as you can see, it's very important. Let me keep quiet.
Yeah.
How many minutes we got?
Wait a minute, I wrote it down. It stopped at 7:43. It's 7:46 right now.
Okay.
Got two more minutes.
Okay.
And sometimes, Pastor, your people, well, truthfully, your people can only go as far as the head. And some pastors don't believe in it, so their people can't, if you speak like
Power.
That to the people,
Bluetooth.
they don't know it. They don't have anybody that's teaching them, so it's foreign to them. And some pastors believe that it's gibberish. They don't do it, so they can't preach it. They can't teach it.
Found another church.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what? I shared a long time ago. I must have heard it somewhere. It says, you can only go as far as the level of the water that you're in.
Get to it. Amen.
And if your church is dealing in a kiddie pool, even the pastor is a babe in Christ, a baby Christian, because we're all babies in Christ, but a baby Christian, you need to ask God to lead you to a place. And I thank God, hallelujah, we're a place where the sky is the limit and beyond, up and away. I think that's why I love Star Trek so much. Hallelujah, glory to God. No limits. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Any other comments?
And we must speak it out. We have to use our voices.
Your voice gives birth. I put it this way. For all those have been, I don't know who's all on the call now, but all those have been mothers, you know, the babe inside you is one thing, but it got to come out sooner or later. It needs to come out. You got to give birth to it. You're in deep stuff, you know. So we got to open our mouths and say, just like God said, and God said, and as he finished talking, the world came into being. Lord, have mercy. You give birth to the positive stuff. All those benefits of speaking in tongues, you've got to say it. You got to speak it out of your mouth.
Amen. Amen.
How many minutes do we have?
Amen.
I mean, this is what you said, 48, 7:48.
Oh, we have to get another time, people. We got...
Oh, it's time up.
I'm sorry.
He gets caught up.
Neil Reyes, and I want to welcome you to this episode of Champions Minute. Today, we're continuing our series on the types of prayer, and today we're finishing on praying in the Spirit. Get ready. Today's topic that we're going to be discussing is praying in the Spirit, and this is part three in our teaching. Again, today's topic that we're continuing on is praying in the Spirit, and this is part three. If you've been with us for the past couple of weeks, you know that we've been covering the different types of prayer. There's 9 different main types of prayer that the Bible covers within the Word, and we've been covering those 9 different prayers and telling you exactly what they are and how they are. And we've been doing that so that when you go before the Lord and you pray, you make sure you're praying in the right manner. And what I mean by that is we've discovered that there are certain rules to prayer or how to pray. That's why sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes when people don't get their answers, their prayers answered, it's because they're not praying in the correct manner or praying the correct prayer. Other times they are, they're just not standing in faith to believe that it'll happen. There are different reasons why prayers are not answered. But one of the things we're going over is praying in the Spirit. And in praying in the Spirit, we took time to divide this into 3 different teachings. If this is your first time joining us, we invite you to go back to teaching 1 and then teaching 2. And here's why. In teaching 1, I break down exactly what praying in the Spirit is. Basically, praying in the Spirit is referring to praying in tongues. There's a lot of different opinions out there or thoughts on what it is or what it isn't, when it's to be used or how it's to be used and when it's not supposed to be. We really break through all of that, and in a short period, we turn around and we cover exactly what praying in tongues is and why you should do it. In part 2, we talk about the benefits of praying in tongues. In other words, we talk about, and yes, there are benefits, there are reasons why you pray in tongues. In fact, very strong reasons why you should, and some very strong benefits of that. That's why the Lord gave that to us. That's a gift from Him. It's one of the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. And then in today's teaching, we're going to talk to you about how to receive the gift if you haven't received it already. We're going to talk about how to pray in tongues. And if you've already received the ability to pray in tongues, I still invite you to stay tuned because it'll complete the series and add to your learning. But in addition to that, even if you've already received a tongue, there's no reason why you can't receive more than one prayer tongue. I'm going to say that again because some people may not know that. But it is possible for you to have more than one type of prayer tongue. Now, if all you ever have is one, that's okay. This isn't one of those things where when we check on level of believer, it's like if you have more than one, you're the baller of a believer. No, but I will tell you that it's a beautiful thing when you're praying and you hear a different tongue come out. I remember the first time that happened to me, I was like, what was that? And I realized as I was before the Lord that he had blessed me with another tongue. Wasn't something I asked for, wasn't something I was seeking. It was just something that he blessed me because he loved me. I was in the spirit with him praying, and he blessed me with another tongue. So we're going to talk about that today. But as we talk today, I want to also share a couple of stories with you. But before we do, I want to get right into the word. But as a reminder, I want to remind you that praying in tongues, what praying in tongues is, or praying in the spirit, that's when you allow the Holy Spirit within you. Now, this is for believers only. If you're unsaved, then we will help you with that. You need to get saved because this is only for saved people. When you are saved, this is when you allow the Holy Spirit in you to pray through your spirit man directly to the Father. We're going to say that again. Praying in the spirit is when you allow the Holy Spirit in you to pray through your spirit man directly to the Father. When you do that, you're speaking in things that only the Lord understands. At times he'll give you interpretations of those, whether it be through thoughts in your mind or things that rise up in your heart. But he'll turn around and he's praying about things that he needs to for your benefit. Mm-hmm. Now, as we talk about this, I want to get right into the word and I want to share with you a scripture that we're going to be covering today. Today's scripture that we're going to be covering is out of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and we're going to be going through verses 4 through 11. So 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 11. This is where it talks about the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. In fact, sometimes you may hear people refer to these as the manifestation gifts. These are the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. Now, stay with us because this week we're also going to be starting a new series where we're going to be covering the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. We're going to break them down to their three categories that they are. We have three different categories. You have the revelation gifts, you have the inspiration or motivational gifts, as they're sometimes called, and then you have the power gifts. We're going to cover what each one of them are, what they look like, what they do, and I believe that that's going to be a true blessing to you because most people, when we teach on this, realize they've already been operating some. They just didn't know what it was. But when they gain the understanding of what it is and where it's at in God's word, confidence comes with that. And as confidence comes with that, there's a boldness that arises, and people will start to exercise and use those more. And the more they grow in those and the more they're found faithful with those, the more they'll develop. So stay tuned with us this week as we begin to cover that. Today, however, I want to go right into the scripture, and we're going to take you to where it talks about the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit, and then we'll get to why. So 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 11. Ready? Let's read. There are diversities of gifts, but the same gift. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profitable. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. Now, as we begin to speak about this, the reason why I read this is because it covers all nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. I wanted you to see that diverse types of tongues or different types of tongues is in the Word. And he did say tongues. That's because a couple reasons. One, people may have more than one tongue. But two, everybody has different types of tongues, okay? And as we described before, when the Lord gives you your heavenly tongue, it could be a tongue of man or a tongue of angels. And if it's a tongue of man, it doesn't have to be a current language that's operating in the world today. It could be a language from the past that has not operated, that doesn't operate anymore. It's a dialect that's not spoken anymore, okay? Now, in addition to that, he also states at the very end here that but one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually
as he wills. What I'm going to explain to you, and we're going to cover next week, or the rest of this week, or later this week, whenever we start getting the gifts, is that there's nothing you can do to earn the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but there are things you can do to prepare or position yourself to receive the gifts. One of the things I will tell you is that in order to receive these gifts, any of these gifts, he's going to give them based on who, how he wills. But there is one gift out of all nine of the manifestation gifts that I believe is available to every single believer. The other gifts he's going to give as he wills, but there's one gift that he's already willed that everyone should have. The one gift that he has already willed that everyone should have is the ability to speak in tongues or diverse tongues, having the ability to speak in other languages. In other words, it's your heavenly prayer language. Why? Because the Lord desires the Holy Spirit to be able to pray through you directly to the Father so that you can have direct communication or fellowship with him one-on-one. This is shown to us in the Word. Now, that being said, sometimes people say, well, the Holy Spirit, you know, these gifts don't operate anymore. Well, the Holy Spirit's still around, right? In fact, I'm going to tell you that these gifts are going to operate until the second coming of Christ. They started in the upper room in the book of Acts when Peter and John were giving the report after being arrested.
Hold on, everybody. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Jesus.
The Lord came down on them when they got together and united for corporate prayer, and the place shook, and then they were filled with tongues. And as they were, this gift will continue to operate until the Lord comes back. Why? Because right now we have the Holy Spirit with us because we're separated from the Lord. But when he reunites us and reestablishes his kingdom here on earth, that's when tongues will cease, because at that point we won't need to pray in tongues to speak to him. We'll be able to be directly with him. He has already willed for you to have this. But you're going to have to determine when you go before the Lord, make sure you get your heart right with him. Like I said, there's nothing you can do to earn the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but there are things you can do to make sure you're right to receive it with them. As you do that, if there's any unresolved sin within your life, you need to resolve that with him now. Just simply present that to him, ask for forgiveness, and then ask that he comes into your life and floods you with your prayer spirit or with your prayer language, that you might be able to pray in tongues or pray in the spirit to fellowship with him one-on-one. I will also tell you that when you hear people praying in tongues who have done it for some time, it seems like they rattle on entire sentences or paragraphs, or they just go on and on. I will tell you that as you begin to speak in the Spirit, it may only start with a couple of words. It may just be ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, I mean, it may just be words over and over and over. But the more you use it, just like a toddler growing up, how they learn how to speak, they may only start off with one or two words. But the more they speak and the more they're in the presence of others who speak, in other words, the more you're in the Lord's presence, the more that language will develop. I want to share with you how I turn around and receive the Holy Spirit. I remember years and years ago, I was just sharing this with my children the other day. Years and years ago, I was at my in-law's house, and as I was at my in-law's house, I remember asking them how to speak in tongues because I had read about it in the Bible. Well, they had turned around and shared it with me, and as I was on their couch in their living room, I remember going before the Lord and praying, and basically this is what I did. I'm not saying all people should do this, but this worked for me. I turned around and I realized that even though sometimes when we pray in the Spirit, it may not come down on us like fire necessarily. I have talked to people who believe that they're just going to wait for that. You know, it tells us in the Word that faith without works is dead. It also tells us that we must learn to confess or use our mouth. So I realized that I needed to turn around and start opening my mouth and speaking. So sometimes people, when they're ready to receive the gift of praying in the Spirit, they start praying in their natural language. But they're so focused on praying in their natural language or their native language that they don't give any room for the Holy Spirit to work. So what you need to turn around and do is you turn around and you just simply open your mouth. You free your mind of all thought, because you can't be thinking like, is this happening or not? And all you simply do, or this is what I did, I simply went before the Lord and I started moving my mouth. And so I started babbling like a baby. I opened my mouth and I went, ba 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 ba, ba 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 ba, ba 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 ba, ba 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 ba, ba 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 ba, ba 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 ba, shigorogo no shina shamagana. And just like that, my prayer language came out. Now you just heard my prayer language. You're like, oh, there's a prayer. You got to have an interpretation. That's not necessarily how that works. You know, I'm going to give you an instruction. If you ask someone how to change your oil, well, they may actually have to put a video together or get underneath your car and show you how to change your oil.
So when I'm teaching you how to pray in the Spirit, it's okay for me to pray in the Spirit before you so that you understand how to do it. Otherwise, I'm going to say you got to do this, but not give you an example of it. I'm giving you an example of it. Guys, you need to get outside of your religious mind and the religious framework that you've been taught to think with and start to get into the Spirit. Last story. Recently, just a couple weeks ago, I was at a class that we were teaching, and in this class we were talking about praying a healing and gifts of the Holy Spirit and things like that, and there was a gentleman who had wanted to receive the gift of praying in tongues who had never did it there. Corporately, as a group, we were all praying in the Spirit. So this gentleman goes ahead and he starts to pray, and as he is, other guys are praying with him, and they're really trying to turn around and help him pray in the Spirit, but nothing's happening. So I call him over to the side when they're done, and because I was led to do so, and I said, "Brother, here's how I learned how to speak in tongues, and here's what I'm going to tell you to do. One, you were over there praying, but I bet you were praying in your native language, in your natural language, correct?" And he said, "Yeah." I said, "Don't do that." I said, "You need to clear your mind and let the Holy Spirit come upon you, but you do need to move your mouth. So just start babbling like a baby." Now, some people may say, "Oh, that's not the way it works." I'm just telling you how it worked for me, and I see this work for many others. Is this the only way? No, of course not. But this is a way on how to receive it. So I said, "You need to just turn on, you know," we had praise and worship music on. So we had praise and worship music on. It was loud, people praying. I said, "All I want you to do is just start babbling like a baby. And as you babble like a baby, listen for the way for your voice to change. Don't be focusing on it, but just listen for your voice to change. And if you feel impressed to make a different sound, if you're going ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, and you feel impressed to go e-da-ba, and then go ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, e-da-ba-da. E-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba, e-da-ba-da-ba-da." Now, this is what I explained to him. I'm not telling you to do that, but I'm saying start off with the ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. And as you do that, you're going to feel your tongue want to make other syllables or other, you know, inflections. And as it does, that's your prayer language that's coming on you. Once that prayer language comes on you, I'm going to tell you that the more you use it, the more it'll grow. You should stand. Once you receive it, don't say, "Okay, I'm done, I'm walking out." It's not like you order a burger and they call you to the counter and you get your burger and you leave. You turn around and you stay praying in it. E ba 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 Guys, I hope that you have found this series of types of prayer very encouraging to you. I also hope that as we've been teaching on the prayer language, I know today's teaching went longer than normal, but I think it's important too so we can give you the proper instruction that you need to understand. If you have questions, guys, as always, we want to invite you to go by our website at neilreyes.com. If you click on the Contact Us page, there's a form that you can click on. You can fill it out and send it to us. I will tell you that that form will come directly to me. My staff will make sure that I receive that form directly to me. I can read it, and I can turn around and respond to you or have someone from my staff respond to you if you have questions regarding this. We're here to be able to help you grow in your relationship with the Lord. We want to see believers in the world successful in their walk with the Lord, walking in all good things with him. Guys, as always, we want to thank you for stopping by. In addition, we invite you to swing by our social media. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel, find us on Facebook or on Twitter. We want to help you to be able to get these teachings to you so they're available to be streamed 24 hours a day at no cost, and they're available for you to share through social media with your friends if you think it's beneficial for them as well. Guys, as always, we want to remind you that Jesus is Lord and he loves you, and so do we. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Thank God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Any questions, comments? Hallelujah.
I think it's interesting you can have more than one tongue. And if you have sin in your life, you need to go get that cleaned up and repent before you go before the Lord to go speak in tongues.
Amen. Amen.
He doesn't respect sin at all.
Yeah, that's right.
Praise the Lord.
And well, that thing going to be a hold up to a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah, I thought it necessary to play these praying in tongues again, because we did it 2 weeks ago. So we wanted to do it again. And it still seems like we got something else out of it here in the
second. Yes.
So we thank God for that. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And if there's here in the beginning, the Institute of Biblical Learning starts next Tuesday, and it's going to be on a different number. When you get your syllabus, which will be available on Sunday, you'll see the number that you call for the Institute of Biblical Learning. It is 7 o'clock on Tuesdays, and we recommend strongly that you you set your alarm for 6:55, so you won't miss roll call. Because if you miss roll call, you're going to be checked late. So it's going to be very important to be at class on time. And of course, if you know anybody who would benefit from being in the Institute, they still have time to sign up. Give them Pastor Peach's number to send a text and their telephone number so she can call them back or text to them the information that they need so they can get this information. And we are getting all the materials together to give all the students that have signed up so far. And praise God, we are looking for a tremendous 9 weeks. And it will be exactly 9 weeks this time. No expenses, because there's nothing to turn in. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's going to be 9 weeks exactly. So,
you better have your listening ears there on.
But it's going to put us on the spot because we but anyway,
yes.
I do suggest to any students that have the going towards spiritual maturity, that they begin reading chapter 4 in that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
could I also say, I'm sorry, Pastor. Go ahead.
I'm finished.
I look at the fact that the most powerful weapon that a Christian has is talking in tongues, and that's what Satan has set up camp against: confusion and getting people out of sort to steal that tool from them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where that teaching is very important, that people clearly understand, because when you don't understand, you can't operate in something you don't understand.
That's right. If you're on the front lines and someone says, right, here's this machine gun, and nobody has taught you that you can use it and how to use it,
shoot yourself in the foot.
Like having no weapon at all. So
that's right.
It's important.
But
it's
more destructive
weapon.
When
and
you don't know.
It's almost equivalent to the name of Jesus or the blood of Jesus. That's how you, when he uses the word leverage, that means using. You use this as a tool. It's a tool in your toolbox. You never see someone who has a toolbox. There's only one tool in that box.
When you don't yet you know how to use your tools, you are less of a threat to him.
That's right. And
but
that's what he's been obfuscating turmoil, making things look muddied up, confused, dividing folks, putting puzzles out, all that kind of stuff. So you won't use a tool that will knock him in the head every time.
Mm-hmm.
Will destroy his kingdom. So, again, you know, I thank God for the teaching and for the ministry that God has placed us in that believes in arming the soldiers. Hallelujah. So we
thank
God
for that. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Any other comments?
Pastor, I'm sorry, Pastor. I'm excited. But also, you have shown us on a prayer line that when you don't know what to say, you go into tongues. But also, the Bible says, open your mouth and I'll speak for you.
Yes.
That's the word of God. So when you don't, your brain doesn't know, he does know. All you got to do is be willing to open your mouth.
Mm. Yes, and to be used by him.
Sometimes we don't open our mouth because we worried about what others might think.
Mm-hmm.
We're concerned about how others feel about what we're doing. And are they going to think I'm crazy when I do this? Am I crazy for doing it? Is it relevant? All kinds of thoughts will come your way. But hallelujah.
I'm sorry. Also, when those thoughts come to you, those are fleshly thoughts, so you reverse the curse. Whatever Satan sends you, just reverse it. That's all.
Reverse the curse. Yes. Hallelujah. We thank God for this. Hallelujah. Any other comments, suggestions, questions? Hallelujah. Okay. Pastor Peaches, if you would close us out on today.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Father God, we thank you for allowing us to gather tonight again, Lord God, over your word and to learn more of your word. And we thank you, Father God, for having the instructors, Lord God, teaching us how to use your word, Lord God, as weapons against the enemy. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for your goodness, your kindness, your tender mercies, your great love. We thank you, Lord God, for loving us, Lord God, and giving us weapons, Lord God, that we can use against the enemy. Lord God, weapons, Lord God, we can use to build ourselves up. Lord God, weapons that we can use, Lord God, things that we can use, teachings that, Lord God, we can use, Lord God, to heighten the anointing of you in our lives. Hallelujah. To do the work, Lord God, that you have set us out to do. And we just praise you, God, and we worship you, Lord God. Bless everyone on the call tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord God, bless them. Lord God, let their home not be lacking anything. And Lord God, and most of all, allow us, Lord God, to continue to hunger and thirst after you, Lord God, because we know that you're going to fill us. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for sweet sleep. We thank you, Lord God, for constantly filling us with your word and your spirit and your power and your love. Hallelujah, to go out and do the things, Lord God, that you desire us to do. We just praise you, God, and we love you, Jesus. Continue to bless the pastor, Lord God, with wisdom and knowledge, Lord God, of your word. In the name of Jesus, touch him, Lord God, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. In the name of Jesus, bless everyone that's on the call tonight. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for sweet sleep. I thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to rise in the morning at your time appointed. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, man. Have a blessed rest of your night, everybody. God bless you.
See you in a few hours.
See you tomorrow night, virtually, for the midweek service. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I love you. Love you.
Praise God. Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah for your word.
Jesus. Mr. Peaches?
Yes.
One finger stands alone, but when you ball it up in the fist, that's a mighty punch.
You're the whole
One finger stands by itself, not much power, but when you ball it up in the fist, you make a mighty punch.
Together we stand, divided we fall.
Yep.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, that's funny. I love you. Yeah. Jesus.
You're the river. I love you.
Love you all. Good night.
Love you too. Love you too.